where anytime James and I were like, Marianne, can you make an announcement about this? And she's like, sure, just send it to me. Or Marianne, could we get the church for our group? And she says, let me just check. And she gets right back with us. She is always responsive. And we just love her to death. And I just want to say that you've been casting your bread upon the water for many years. And you're going to get it back 7, 8, 10-fold. And we are just loving and praying at all the blessings that God can bless you with. He's going to open up a door and a window and a floodgate. And you're just not going to have room to just receive it. But know that it is coming because you have been casting your bread upon the water. And we love you.
The mic is open, so you guys feel free to come up and share.
Mara, I just want to say how much, you know, I know Pastor Charles alluded to it, but I want to thank you so much for standing in the gap for us and just always being there. And from the moment that we met you, you have just been a woman of integrity and a woman of honor, and you have shown so much honor and respect to us. I think you truly understand what ministry life is, and all its good and all the difficulty, and you have honored us, and you have just been there for us, and I just want to say thank you so much, and this is how much we love you because you love us so much, so thank you.
From the Counts family and the Stocks family, thanks for the swimming lessons. She is the best encourager, and she's going to be the best mom. It's throwback time for some of you older people. What used to be considered contemporary worship. There's a song called Friends Are Friends Forever. And it just made me think of Marianne packing up the dreams God planted in the fertile soil of you. Can't believe the hopes he's granted means a chapter in your life is through. But we'll keep you close as always. It won't even seem you've gone. Because our hearts in big and small ways will keep the love that keeps us strong. And friends are friends forever if the Lord's the Lord of them. And a friend will not say never because the welcome will not end. Though it's hard to let you go, in the Father's hands we know that a lifetime's not too long to live as friends. And it's going to be forever because someday, even if we can't get together again, we'll be worshiping the Lord.
No, I'm just kidding.
I love you, Mom. I miss you.
Great. I got to follow that. Thanks. That's what it's all about. That's the reason you're going. Well, Mar, words cannot really just encompass all that's in my heart for you. Over the last, decade that you've been here, but the years that we've known you throughout Champions before, it was, you know, we just have a long, long history. And Sabrina and I were laughing because you truly know the depth and the caliber of a friendship when you can't even remember when it began, because it always feels like it's been a part of you. And that's how I feel about you. You have walked with me, with Ron, through so many things. And, you know, a faithful person who can find, and you are the epitome of that, the hard times would have been unbearable without you. And the good times would not have been as fun or as crazy or as zany or as hilarious without you. And so I want you to know that you have forever left an imprint on my life. And what I love the most is the incredible sister and faithful friend you were to Ron and to me. That means more than all the riches in the world. And I will forever love you for that. And I'm conflicted because I'm so sad you're leaving, but I'm so excited because I'm going to be like, Ron, I'm going to South Africa to see Marianne. So this is see you later. It's not goodbye. And I look forward to celebrating with you and relishing with you all of your dreams come true. I love you.
Marianne is an amazing woman, and we all can depend on her, and we all, each one of every one of us that goes to this church, we all love you.
I just told Pastor Charles, I said, I'm still not doing very good with this. You've all been giving glowing reviews and positive and love, and I'm still kind of mad that she's leaving me. I mean, this would be the second time she's left me. She left me at Genesis Church. Now she's leaving me from Go-To Church. Seriously. Are you coming too? Come on. Mar and I have been working together. She's been training me for about the past 3 months. She's something else, y'all. I don't even have good words either. I'm saying the best to you. Can't wait to meet your daughter. Buzzy has already said we're going to be the first ones over to visit. So get ready. Pastor Charles, okay. Can you say love you, Mar?
Love you, Mar.
Hey, Mar, we just love you so much. And when I think of you, I always think, there you are. Like, where are you? All I think of is your smiling face. Whether we're late coming into Children's Church and making things kind of crazy, you're just always there with a big smile, welcoming us, helping us in everything. Every time I've ever asked you any question, you're just right there, so loving and just, I just can tell your heart is so big, and you're going to be the best mom ever. We're going to miss you. Here, come here. Do you want me to hold you? Got it. Okay. Okay. Here we go.
I want you just say God love you so much and have a safe trip, and I want you to have a safe trip. God bless you.
Okay, I said I wasn't going to do this, but I guess I can't help myself. I'm Herb Roberts. We came over here with Pastor, and we had the pleasure of running this into someone who ran his organization better than I ran my own, better than my 23 years in the military. And I told Pastor, I said, where'd you find this woman? And he says, she was there when I got there, Herb. So... thank you so much for all that you brought to the table over the years. My wife, Brenda, can't be here this morning. And I'm not a man that cries, but I tell you what, I respect excellence. And I've told Pastor O many times, she brings a level of excellence to what God's doing here that has impressed me solely. And this morning when I told you that I wouldn't be talking, I don't cry much. I'm not a crier. But I feel the loss. And here over the last few years, Brenda and I have had to kind of step back because of some things that have happened in our life, but you've been there. And I'd just like to say thank you. Thank you. I speak a blessing over you and know that my wife and my family love you, and we will be praying for you, okay? And all is well. God has a plan. You are simply going back into your promised land. You were just alone. So go forth with great heart and expectation. We love you.
Thank you, Marianne, for being you. Thank you so much for visiting me in the hospital. And she came to my house and brought me food. It's just some of the extra things that she does and all that she had to do. She thought about me being at home sick, brought me food, and I'll never forget that. Thank you so much for being a true servant of the Lord and a warrior. And I just always admire you and miss you, and I will be in touch. Thank you so much.
Hi. When I initially met Mar, I met Mar's spirit, and we connected right away. And it doesn't surprise me that she's going to adopt. I think that's part of the reason our spirits connected. And I am truly excited for you, and I cannot wait to meet her. So even if you don't come back to the States to stay, come back so that we can meet her, because we're all very excited for you and look forward to that day. I love you.
Mara, the only thing I have to say is, where's the big kid that's going to be on the water slide at the summer picnic?
Hello, everyone. If you know me well, you'll know that this is a daunting task for me. My wife is unable to speak, so I'm here to speak. But then again, I need her support because I can't do this by myself. Anyway, Mar, we just want to thank you as the Ndumu family. For all the support you've given to us as a home. Personally, I wouldn't quite get involved in this church if it wasn't for you. In some ways, it wasn't direct, but it was there. I know you can do this. Selena's not here because she's in Miami. She herself is adopted, and we, from experience, can tell that you will be a great mom. You'll do this, and God will bless you. I'm not good at most of the things that they pointed out about Mar. I don't keep time, for instance. I'm not very good with people. But I want to be I want to be you, Mar, when I grow up. Thank you, and God bless you.
So why I'm here is Jim made me do this. Marianne. Hierdie is spesifiek vir jou. Jy is 'n ongelooflike ambassadeur vir Suid-Afrika. Moet dit nooit vanselfsprekend aanvaar nie. Elke persoon wat hier gestaan het vandag, sê wat jy in hulle lewe gedoen het. Dit gaan nie vandag weggaan nie. Môre is dit nog steeds daar. En dit gaan daar wees in die hemel ook. Die Here gaan jou bless for that. Ek is baie bly dat jy ontmoet. Baie dankie vir jou vriendskap. Jy het ons land se naam baie hoog gehou. Ek is baie lief vir jou.
Ja, ditto. Obviously, I'm not going to be able to talk. So the girls and I have prepared something for you. And there are no words to say how much we love you.
Oh, Lord. I went over to get the box of tissues, and there was only two in there, and Ron took one. So I had to split mine in half with Diana. So I have laryngitis, so I told my friend I'm not going to come up there unless God makes me. And then my heart was pounding, and I knew I had to. And I have been part of Mars Life Group for, I don't know how many years have we been going. 3? 8? God. Okay, well, it only seems like 3 because it's so wonderful. But it's been the most unique group. It has changed its membership. But yet everyone that comes, there's an authenticity that Mar has that she brings to the group that is just contagious. And we have just all bonded and learned so much and prayed so much. And, I mean, what we do is pray for each other. You get to know each other, so we know all about Mar's brothers and all her whole story. And I have, through this whole time, knowing that she was going to leave, only because I really did believe it was the Lord, not freak out. And I thought I was being really, I was so calm, and I had it all so together, and it just showed how spiritual I was. Because I'm old, so I know seasons change, and I can just flow with it. So I'm sitting there starting to cry, and I'm just going, oh, man, I'm just like everybody else. We can't stand it, the thought of it without Mar. And when I was sitting there, too, I thought, this is probably really hard on her, listening to all this. And I said, tough luck. We love her, and we have to tell her.
Wow. Whew. Mar, like everyone has said, there's so many words that we can say about you. And God, we've been here, I think, the same amount of time. As I think about it now, when I came to school here, you were one of the first faces that I met, and I never forget. You were always so joyous, and that joy has been consistent. You were consistent. You were reliable. And I think the words that everyone has said about you just are reflected not only in the tears that we are here, the joy, but also just the encouragement that you have spread within this church. It just emanates through everyone. And whenever someone speaks of you, they speak highly of you. I'm so blessed to have known you, Mar, and I'm super excited for your journey. I'm just talking to not cry right now. because we've been through so much from the different transitions that, you know, have happened here to just the place that it is now. You have been the cornerstone of this church. You truly have. And of course, it's built on Christ, but you have helped so much to just put things together and make sure things that are in place. And we are forever grateful for that. So thank you, Mar.
The last time I did this, I blamed Pastor Ron because I cried so hard as Dave and Katie left, but I'm better now. I'm older. I've matured. That's a lie. Mar, oh my goodness. You are my best friend. Like, I love you so, so much. And I'm so excited for you. That's why I'm not crying. I did that over there. I remember coming to this church, seeing you, being like, wow, look at that machine. That's really cool. That's really awesome. She's doing so well. And then I actually met Mar for the first time when
mind you, I'd been here since 2008. I met her in 2012, but that was my own fault. When we had a women's conference, and it was my internship year as a campus minister, and I didn't know what I was doing, and they asked me to speak, and I was like, no. And then they said, you're speaking after Mar, and I was like, H, no. And then they were like, we'll let you go before Mar. I was like, okay, perfect. And then Mar was sick. And was like, I gotta leave early. So she spoke first, and I was like, she played me. She's a part of the people who play people. So then I'm like, okay, I guess I gotta follow Mar. It's my first sermon ever in life, but that's fine. She's just an Olympian. We'll be fine. And it was okay. It wasn't fine, but it was okay. And then from that moment, to know that we would be in our little office having all of our Sabrincia Marmar moments that nobody will ever know. They're ours, and I will cherish that time forever. And I'm coming because I got to meet my niece and hang out with her and teach her Creole and all the things. So I'm not crying. See, look, I didn't cry. I also didn't plan to come up here. So, Aaron, blame's on you now. Pastor Ron, you're off the hook. But I love you so much.
Mar, I just want to say thank you for who you are. Thank you for being so giving. Thank you for being so loving. Thank you, like Pastor Charles said earlier, thank you for sacrificing what you had to sacrifice to make this what it was. And so I appreciate everything you've ever done, all the words of encouragement, the wisdom that you've given me, Mar. Like, you are a powerhouse, and I just want you to understand the magnitude of what you have sown into this church, because it's so great, it's so mighty, and we're so thankful for you, thankful to God that we got to encounter such a woman of God like yourself. And so I'm just so happy for you. I'm so happy for the blessing that God has given you, and I just wish the best for you, Mar. And so thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. I'm trying to keep this short and simple because I'm going to cry my ass out. But go. I just want to say I love you and thank you for everything that you've done.
We have time for a couple more. So the Junes and anyone else. So if you're thinking about it, this is the time.
I think we alone are more than a couple. All right, who wanted to say something? Say, love you.
I love you. Okay.
What do you want to say?
We miss you. Oh, yeah, you. I'm sad that you're leaving, but you're not alone because God is with you. I miss you.
Thank you for serving this church so faithfully.
I'm going to be up here crying. It's okay. Mar, we really appreciate you. I really didn't expect to come up here and talk because I talked a few weeks ago. I spoke a few weeks ago. I think back when I don't know who was up here. Probably several people said it. But your prayers, your faithfulness to pray, it was Pastor Ron first. I remember just several times when Chris had surgery was one, and other times where we've had different things going on, and I'm like, you know, kind of drop, just passing by, oh, we're having this surgery, or could you pray for us? And you are always so faithful to pray and to check in and to check in on other people that we're praying for. And I just know the Lord is pleased with just your faithfulness. I think it was Cindy who said, faithful woman, who can find? And truly, it's hard to find, but you are that kind of woman. And you're a woman who others can look at as a model for how to walk with Christ and to walk with others. And so we truly appreciate you. We know that God is the blessings continuing the flow on you. And there's craziness going on behind me, but we really love you and we'll miss you. And we know God has great things in store for you.
Sorry, guys. This is every day for us. So Marianne, yeah, you know how much people love you because you've seen how many people have come up here and taken on their number one fear of public speaking to come up here and say a few words for you, and words just can't describe. So I figured I'll take on the theme of public speaking to talk about Marianne. As you know, Marianne is an excellent public speaker. Would you all agree? Yeah. I remember when she told Teresa and I that she had something to tell us, you know, about that she was going to be leaving, how she really dramatized the whole thing. I mean, she pulled us into her office. It was just us and her. She said, go ahead and sit down. We sat down, and she said, she begins with, well, you know, I've always wanted kids. I'm like, oh, no. Marianne, what have you done? She had us. She had me. But, okay, Teresa, come get him. I'm sorry. All right, guys, that's enough. That's enough. All right.
This is what five kids really looks like. For the rest of the world. Come on, children.
Okay, all right. So, with that, Marianne, a few things I want to share. So, Marianne is a good public speaker because she has excellent eye contact. I mean, her eye says it all without saying a word. If you walk in late, you know you're late. As a public speaker, she knows how to use her proximity and distance to speak a message, like when chatty Pastor Charles is around mingling when he's supposed to be up here doing announcements. She just draws a little closer to him, and he finally gets the hint. Sometimes Pastor Ron wants to keep us here until 1 p.m., 2 p.m. with these long messages. And Marianne will use her kind gestures in the back She has very good vocal variety. Would you all agree with that? She has a very soft, pleasant voice. She's very, very articulate. And good public speakers have to be both persuasive and inspirational. Marianne's very persuasive. Try telling her no. And I'm going to end with, she's very inspirational, as you have inspired us all by this move that you're going to make. Even though it's your home country, it's still a journey untraveled for you. And I want to thank you for being so courageous and inspiring us all with your wonderful story. Thank you, Marianne.
Mar, we already had a little chat earlier. That was the serious side. This one's not. I never realized until everybody started coming up and speaking that we have a saint in the house. She does everything perfectly. So in one way, I'm kind of glad you're leaving, because you're sort of like the kid in the class that, you know, everything gets graded on the curve and you're the one with the A+. So now there's hope for the rest of us.
Right?
But we love you. You know that. I hope that the daughter that you're going for blesses you as much as you have blessed us as you go forward in this rest. And we love you. Awesome.
We just wanted to just take this moment and just thank everyone for helping put on the service this morning. Thank you so much. You know who you are. To just pull off a great environment that we had this morning. Corey for setup and takedown, Sharon and Fran for food preparation, Angela, Susan, Crystal, Mary Bell for the salads, Debbie for decorating, thank you so much, and Char and Sabrina for the setup help, and thanks you everyone, a big, big thank you for everyone who brought dessert. Awesome job. And so with that, Mary, I want you to come on up, Pastor Charles. Let's pray for her. And if y'all just, whoever else would like to just gather around as we pray for Marianne Creel. Can I say something? Absolutely. Yeah,
we're the star of the show.
Okay, I would like to quickly try and say something. I know it's probably not going to come out. There are moments in life where thank you just doesn't cut it. But I'm still going to express it. You all have given me so much. I said, please just have a normal service and say goodbye to me the last 10 minutes. And Pastor Charles was like, no, it's going to be a big service. And I am so grateful. This is such a huge gift. My love language is words of affirmation. And you all have really just absolutely blessed me. When I first moved here, I had gone through a divorce and lost my mom. And I was broken. And what God does is he loves us and he puts the lonely in families. And I walked in these doors and felt loved. And I gained fathers and mothers and sisters and children. And the way that he loves us unifies everything. What our first language is, thank you, Rensha, for my Afrikaans a little bit. What our background is, what our skin color is, nothing, none of that matters because of who we love. God unites us with the love that he gives us. And I want to honor Pastor Ron and Pastor Charles and their wives. Pastor Ron, you have always called out the destiny God has in me and have seen more in me than I could see in myself. Pastor Charles, you've been a daddy who's just walked with me and shared nuggets and encouraged me. And Susan, you love with such a real, authentic, deep love. And I just appreciate being your sister. And Cindy, you've been my fun, inspiring sister. And I look at both of you as mothers and all of the mothers in this room, and it just inspires me to want to be just like you. Even if I'm 10% as good as you all, I started saying you all of a sudden. It happened. After 10 years, I switched. If I'm 10% as good as you all, I would feel like a really good mom. And so, most of all, I want to thank my daddy in heaven, who's just blessed me. You all are the biggest gift that he's given me, and she's going to be a bigger one, but I get to share with all of you. And thank God for technology. So, Diana, thank you for working so hard. I like doing the other side of things, not being the front and center, but I've watched her just tirelessly work and step in and take on a really big thing right off the bat. And I appreciate it because you did it with such love and passion and compassion. Thank you. Thank you all.
Praise the Lord. If you would just kind of get in the middle here and we can all gather around her. We were sitting there and she looked over at me. I said, Mar, if there ever is a next time, we'll just wait till the day before you leave, tie you up and beat you. You probably won't cry as much. Let's if you can get your hands this far, go touch her, lay your hand on her. If not, just point your hand toward her. Hallelujah. Father, we just love you and we pray. We just thank you for Mar and the work that she's done here. We celebrate her with you, Father, and we ask you to go before her and be her front guard and behind her and be her rear guard and encamp about her, Father. Lord, we just pray peace and favor over her everywhere she would go. Give her favor with the people that would come in contact with her. And, Father, give her peace in her spirit. Give her safety, O God. Father, I pray that you will anoint her with giftings and talents that she didn't even know that she possessed, Father. And Lord, we just praise you and we thank you. We commit her into your hands. We don't know what the future holds, but we know you do. And we commit her into your hands, Father. And we ask you to take care of her and bring her back to us at some point in time. And we just give you the glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. It's not too late.
Yeah, get your hugs in.
Yeah.
If you all wrote notes, letters for Mar on your cards, we're going to collect them and we'll put them together and give them to her later on this week. So if you all could hand your card to Char with the purple hair, she'll be collecting them.